is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey, Tim, how can we help you?
I went out on a date with this guy, and I really liked him. I thought he was great. And now I haven't heard from him. And I don't know what the heck happened, because he was smoking.
I have an idea.
I was looking good.
I mean, give us...
just kidding.
Tell us about the date. You know, maybe we can help you figure out what it was.
Well, we went out to dinner, which was fine, but I actually picked him up. And I'm just really busy at work. I do sales. I can't say the company and everything, but we're just closing a lot of deals. It's end of the year, fourth quarter and everything. I just had to take a lot of calls, and I don't know if that ticked him off. And I said, you know, I said, I'm sorry. I have to take these calls. I'm so sorry. But then, you know, it was over. Once we left the car, like, we had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you were taking these calls in the middle of your date. I could see him getting a little frustrated with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought he was getting a little annoyed, but you know what?
Hey,
I'm
you know what?
Time.
I would look at it as, you know, you're a woman who's focused on your career. You got to make your money.
I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't pay for dinner, though, I'll tell you right now. Even though I have my own money, I do believe in a man being a gentleman, and I'm not paying for dinner.
Okay.
Sorry.
But you'll pick him up, though.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, I had to. Listen, I have a really nice car, and sometimes I get dizzy if I drive with other people. I just gotta drive.
What?
Jesus. Okay. I have like a checklist of like three or four things that it could be, but you know, let's see. We're gonna call hit the guy next, okay?
All right.
Please hold. Second date update on the 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10
with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, let's recap. We just spoke to Kim. Now Kim went on a date with Troy. She's wondering why it didn't work out. She said Troy is very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she has her together.
She picked him up.
She picked him up in a nice car, and she said the only thing that maybe would have thrown him off is that right now it's a very busy season for her job, and she was taking a lot of sales calls in the car. But you know what? Hey, you got to get your money, right, Kim?
Absolutely. I already have my money. I'm getting more.
Okay.
I love her. She's funny.
Anyway, okay, stay quiet. We're going to call Troy right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Troy?
Yeah, this is Troy. Who's this?
Troy, please don't hang up. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
What?
We're calling you from a radio station, but just can I explain to you why it's a good thing?
I'm trying to get to work, though. What's going on?
No, this will be so quick. So we got a call from a girl who likes you and would love to take you out on a date. And the reason we're calling you is because we'll pay for the whole thing. So basically, all you got to do is tell us what you'd like to do for a date, if you want to do some dinner or maybe, I don't know, a movie, whatever you want to do, and we'll take care of the rest. We'll pay for it. We'll let the girl know. She'll show up, and you just have a good time on us.
I get to pick the girl?
No, you don't get to pick the girl.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah, so the girl called us. It's a girl that you know, though, and you like her. All right, so I'm going to say a name, and I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your head. We'll play a little game, okay?
All right.
All right. Kim.
Hell no. Racist.
Really?
Okay.
What?
Boy, that was fast.
Racist? What do you... Hold on a second. This is the Kim that you went out with already, right?
Hell no. I can't. That's a waste of time right there, man. I can't go out with her again.
Wait, hold on a second. Because you do get the part where I said she called us because she wants to date you again. How can she be racist? I'm assuming that you're black and she's white.
Yes, Shorty's white, I'm black, but she, I don't know if she got some kind of daddy issues, problems, or whatever the case is, but we was out on a date, we went for dinner, we was having a real good time, laughing and joking, kiki and stuff like that, but then she's taking me back to my place, and she keeps getting these calls throughout the course of the ride, and I'm like, all right, that's annoying as hell, but all right, whatever, and then she has a call come up, and it says, annoying black. And she starts talking to this dude.
Wait a minute. That's like the name that it was in her phone as?
Annoying Black. Comes up on the dashboard.
Annoying.
Comes up on the dashboard. She was talking to him, first of all, like he was in elementary school or something like that. It's a grown-ass man on the phone, and she's condescending to the annoying Black.
Would you love to, I mean, maybe it's not that. Would you love, if you had a chance for her to explain what that whole thing was about, would you take it?
I feel like she needs to get put in her place. I got some questions. I tell you that much. I don't know if I can go out with her again, but I definitely got some questions.
All right, well, I'll take that. Guess what? I have a surprise for you. Kim is on the phone right now. Kim?
Kim?
This is absolutely f-ing ridiculous. First of all, you're going to feel like a real freaking turd when I tell you this, okay?
What?
It's a client of mine, and his name is Richard Black. He's white. Oh, my God. You know what the problem is? You just automatically hear something, you assume something, and you're dead wrong.
Now, you're right. I can't handle you because you got some other issues going on clearly as well. So I think I'm real good on this because there's too many questions in there.
Kim, but you don't...
Whoa. What questions? What questions? Because you have a freaking Toyota and I drive a Mercedes. Is that your problem?
Here
That's
we go.
Oh, God. I knew this was going to come up.
That might be part of it. How much love you have for the money and how much love you have just for these black guys, as you're saying. There's a lot of questions in the air. I'd rather just start on over.
This dude is white. You heard me say that, right? He's 60 years old. He's a freaking client. He calls me every week, annoying the shit out of me. Not
I can't.
Okay? He owns like a stupid plumbing store in Western Mass. Who gives a shit? The dude isn't black.
What is happening right now?
This sounds like
you are like off the hook. You really are.
Please, Kim, just stop. I want to see if we can still salvage this. So, Troy, another date with Kim. It sounds like a little misunderstanding. Not a big deal.
Yeah, let's do it again.
What do you say, Troy?
I think I'm good. I think I'm going to put this one in my phone as annoying white.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
Yeah, these people actually met through their kids. How about that? You would think that's a good thing, right? But if they're on the second date update on the 10s, I guess not. Listen tomorrow morning, 8:10, and laugh with us.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.